All right, man. So real quick, this is just a running joke that I got going in my flat, right? With me and my girl. So I woke up one day and I turned on the news, right? I turned on, well, I didn't turn on news. I went on in the Facebook marketplace and the news in there, right? Or the, not the Facebook board, but the Facebook group. And I seen how they were going to, they're gonna fucking take everything that was made in Russia. And like either just take it off the shelves or like rename it and rebrand it. So and the main thing that I seen was the ice creams, and they made a big deal over this ice cream, right? It's like, yeah, because they're gonna remove the name off of it because it's like Russian ice cream. And I seen it and I was like, ding, I got it. And this is just a joke, but it might fuck around and play out, right? Because if history has told me one thing, is that the world will pay $5 million for Tom Hanks's toothbrush after he dies, and the world will pay $5 million for Adolf Hitler's toothbrush after he died. It's something about, and here's the thing, it's something about when white people do either something great or do something awful, like the world will fucking revere that shit as like fucking like the most valuable shit. Right, I guarantee you, dude, right now there's a motherfucker with fucking with a burn up KKK robe and a plaque on top, like above, hanging above his bed, that's be said to that be valued at $500,000, $1 million, some shit like that. I will guarantee you. There are motherfuckers who was keeping Adolf Hitler's underwear, you know what I'm saying, in pristine condition and selling that. I bet you Adolf Hitler's underwear is selling for tens of thousands of dollars. I guarantee it, right? And if it's one thing I learned is when white people do either something great or something awful, anything that had anything to do with that would be fucking glorified, right? So, so when I seen this shit, I was like, okay. This is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna buy two cases of these. Well, I'm always gonna keep one in the refrigerator. One, I'm gonna eat one because I'll be real with you. They're cheap and delicious. So I'm eating these and I keep another one in the freezer. And I tell my girl, don't touch. That's a collector's item. All right, don't touch it. Because I'm gonna keep it in pristine condition. I'm gonna keep that Russia. I like because motherfuckers, they kicking it off the shelves and all that shit. No, well, give it to me. I'll lock that shit up somewhere. And if it don't work out, it don't work out. But if it do, well, it works out. And it was only like $2. You know what I'm saying? But again, it's that gamble. Like I said, right? Like I said, there's a motherfucker who will pay $500,000 for Adolf Hitler's hairbrush, because he did some wild shit. You see what I'm saying? It's just how the world is. It's just how. I mean, and other races have it too, but it's definitely more like renowned around the world when white people do some shit like that. So the running joke is that this Russian ice cream, I'm eating this because it's delicious, and as long as there's a store, I'll keep buying it because it's cheap and it's good. But I keep the other one in there, and I tell my girl, don't touch it. It's a collector's item. Don't touch it. It's a joke, but I'm like way serious for real. Like I'm a little serious, but I'm also laughing and joking about it. Like, dude, don't touch that. That's a collector's item. Cause a motherfucker will pay it. Your motherfucker will pay that. He might fuck around, and you know what I'm saying, just because it had Russia written on it, it's gonna fuck around and be a collector's item. Cause that's the first thing my mind goes to. If they're getting ready to throw away a whole bunch of shit like that came from a country, yo, my first thought is buy that shit up and keep it at home, especially some shit like Russia. Buy that shit up and keep it at home, because that's history right there. The fact that they went in there and threw it all away and deleted it and sent it back and ain't gonna sell it no more, that's history. Buy that shit and buy that. And that's not just history, that's white people history, all right? Which automatically equals motherfuckers gonna be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Because, okay, let's put it in perspective, right? Let's say in the world you show up with some old ancient African tribal shit. Motherfuckers be like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is this? But you show up in there with fucking what's that motherfucker's name? I was gonna say Billie Holiday. That's not what I'm talking about. Let's say you walk in there, let's say like with Elvis Presley's toothbrush, everybody around the world be like, oh, Elvis Presley's toothbrush, oh, this is part of history. And next thing you know, they be showing pictures of Elvis Presley brushing his teeth and shit. And be auctioning it, and they will auction that shit off for thousands. Because that's white people history. You know what I'm saying? white people would do that. Because in case y'all didn't know, a friend of mine, and this is really suspicious how this plays out, by the way. A friend of mine, this guy told you he's from Benin. He's from Africa, a town called Benin in Nigeria. Like, he told me, like, I was speaking on, about it on another guy. I did his live stream, and I told this story. How, Europe would go to Africa and just, like, literally just take shit and bring it back and put it in museums and, you know, and charge ticket prices for people to come see it. So right now, it's a perfect time for him to do it. Go look it up in the news, because he showed it to me. Go look it up in the news. It's really coincidental how Europe's doing this. Right now, they just now decided to give back all the statues that they stole from Africa or swindled out of Africa, and they're apologizing for it. And they're openly apologizing. But it just so happens when all this COVID and Russia shit happens, so nobody's going to pay attention to it. They stole them shits for 100 years ago, right? And now they happen to give it back and say, yeah, we sorry for stealing it. We ain't give you no money for all the tickets we sold for motherfuckers coming here and look at it. We just don't give it back. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. Because the world, you know what I'm saying? Because the world don't care about brown people history. That's just the reality of it. It's fucked up to say it, but that's the truth. The world just don't care. You know what I'm saying? But again, I guarantee you, there's a motherfucker who there is motherfuckers out there right now who are keeping the first Ku Klux Klan robe in pristine condition. Motherfuckers that was known to go out and just terrorize motherfuckers just because their skin color was different. And they will sell that shit for millions. That's just the reality. You know what I'm saying? And auction that shit off. And if you steal it, that's a fucking nation crime. You see what I'm saying? If a motherfucker came in there and stole that KKK uniform, oh, that is a national crime. And the world will know that shit. You gonna see that, that's going to be on the news. You know what I'm saying? Where you going to see it. But yeah. So yeah, this is white history. If I learn anything from white history, whether they do something really good or really bad, anything that had anything to do with that, especially something that was printed, it's a good chance it might fuck around and be worth some money one day. Especially, you know what I'm saying, you could prove it by the fucking barcode shit that you bought it before that and kept it, and it's like authentic. Yeah, I'm not gonna put all my eggs in the basket, and it's still kind of a joke for real, but on the other hand, it might work out. If I've learned anything from white people, it has a good possibility of going that way. We'll wait and see. I'm not putting my eggs in the basket, but I wouldn't be surprised. Let's say that. I'm not going to be surprised either way. So anyway, I just want to make this quick video because I was thinking about this and I just never thought to talk about it in a live stream. But yeah, it's this Russian ice cream shit. It's from Lidl. That's why I got that XXXL shit. It's from Lidl up the street. But yeah, man. So this is like a joke / kind of serious rant. But yeah, that's it, man. So hey, y'all have a good weekend. I catch you on the flippity flip, man. I'm out. Peace.